And in the house here tonight at Dave & Buster's, a number of Golden Eagles are out there. Can we hear from those Keystone Oaks Golden Eagles a little bit? Hey.
There we go.
All right. Look, you got to liven this place up a little bit, Carlo.
Oh, yeah.
And the seventh week of the high school football season coming up tomorrow night. And a big game is these Golden Eagles that won three in a row, flying high. And with us, they're at Washington. Both teams undefeated in conference. And with us is the head coach of Keystone Oaks, Mr. Steve McCormick. Do you guys want to cheer him on, too? Okay. They cheer the coach. That's a good thing.
I told them they cheer loud and they won't have to run next week.
So. Oh, okay.
Oh, that works, though.
I saw one in the back booed, but he
probably had to run extra.
Steve, hey, big game tomorrow night, but we're going to talk about that. But I wanted to ask you first off. First off, Steve, you're in your fourth year as head coach, 22nd year overall at the school, at your alma mater. But I want to ask you first off, because you guys were here and you heard us talking in the first hour about this new proposal that's getting a lot of interest. I don't know if it's ever going to happen, about for Fox Chapel presented about reclassifying next year, of doing it on your success that you've had in the last few years and roster size. And we sit here as media pundits and talk about it, but from a coach who has been around in a long time as assistant, has played here from WPIL, what, and maybe you would know as your other coach, what do you think of an idea like that?
Well, I'll tell you what. I looked at Fox Chapel's proposal, and I kind of like where we sit there. But
yeah, you'd be with Lanier Valley,
yeah.
Derry, Burl, yeah. Deer Lakes, and Apollo Ridge.
We'd get a charter bus for sure.
You got signing off on that.
I feel that for Baldwin, and my daughter is sitting here in the front. She's a freshman at Baldwin.
Oh.
And they, those kids, they work extremely
hard. Maybe she
hard.
Can play. Okay.
She's tough as nails. She probably could. But I talk to Dana Brown all the time. I text him, just keep grinding, keep working. And I just feel like that they're not looking for mercy. They're just looking to get through their season.
Right.
And if these games are dragging on and kids are getting hurt, which happens a lot, they're not going to be able to finish their season. And then these teams late in the year, they're not going to have anybody to play. So I won't really say.
But I'm asking you about the proposal from Fox Chapel about the, you know.
You gotta keep the Whippoos. Just gotta do their thing, what they've been doing, and wherever you fall, if you don't like it, and you have the option to pull out, you pull out. That's their choice, and that's their option. So.
Now, Coach, last year when you were on the show, I think you were a Friday night show though, not Thursday.
Yeah, we were a Friday night.
Yeah,
show.
Yeah, I thought so. It was Friday night. Last year, you didn't have a big roster size. It was late in the year. You're like, oh, hoping to kind of get through. This year, we're packed house right now. 46 guys on the roster. What flipped? What was the difference in the team this year? Because you had 26 last year, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. These guys sitting over here, they went out and they got guys. We got guys from the wrestling team. We got guys from the basketball team. We got guys that were walking the halls that were not playing. We got a guy from Australia. Where are you from, Victor?
Where? Austria?
Austria.
Austria.
I have a guy from Austria.
He's never played football before. He asked me.
I love that.
What do the guys do that don't play? They stand on the side? Like, you know, it's just... And he's doing great. He's getting.
I can give him all sorts of pointers for my playing years.
And the coaches here, they have me. He's a backup right now. And if someone gets hurt, he's in the game. And, you know, that's just how far we've come. We've just got a bunch of guys that are coming together, and they're playing football, and they're doing it well. We got the best player on the basketball team out here, Joey Colton. So they just
went. Had he played before?
His first – Joe, was your first practice, heat week? Yeah, his first practice was heat week.
So he didn't play before this year?
No. No, his first practice was Heat Week's two-way starter.
Good for you.
Had a pick six against Charleroi, had a touchdown against Stowe, and I think a touchdown last week. So just they're coming
so,
out.
So sometimes it is, and not to say that this is easy because it's not easy, but sometimes recruiting the hallways, I mean, you can flip your fortune in a couple months.
So we got the best golfer in our school who just finished golf last week, and he almost had 100 yards rushing last week against
You're
Carlton.
Kidding.
No. His name's Jeremy Wagner. He finished up. He was doing special teams for us. He finished up, and now he's a full-time football player. I can't tell these guys no. It's a long season.
You just gave me a story.
Well, he didn't qualify.
Or at least a note. But so what? He was on the team. Now he's a leading rusher.
Yeah,
how many times did you see that? That is great. But talk about not along that subject as much, but you started the year 0-3, played some good teams, but the competition last 3 weeks – hasn't been the greatest at Carlington and who else did you beat? Stowe Rocks and Charleroi.
Yep. Yeah.
But you're Does this team feel a lot better about itself? And what has clicked the last 3 weeks that maybe had wasn't the first 3 weeks?
Well, tell you what, we started this season with our offensive line is all juniors. None of them started a game last year. So just getting experience week to week. Our quarterback, Owen Gearhart, moved from receiver, unselfish kid, moved to receiver to quarterback. Those were his first times playing quarterback. We have a new offensive coordinator, new offense putting in. Coach Randall came over from Grove City College. And we're going to get better each week, and that's what we got to do, and that's what we've been doing. So I feel like those first few games, I'm glad we played stiffer opponents, like some 3A opponents, but we're battle-tested and we're ready to go. These guys just keep getting better. They keep practicing. They keep showing up, and they just keep getting better.
Coach, now I would say, especially in 2A, this is really a match-up league. What do you think that your advantages are that KO has? Like some weeks, hey, is it the offensive line? Some weeks, is it the skill guys? Because I feel like, especially in 2A, where, you know, I always almost equate it back to when I was at Duquesne in the NEC. It was a matchup league. You know, sometimes you feel really good about opponents, and sometimes you're like, they're a lot bigger than us, but we got more speed. How do you feel in your conference here?
You know, we feel good. We look 1 week at a time. So, I mean, even I don't have time to look ahead, but when I start seeing some of these other teams, and then we start watching film with the kids, and we're saying, guys, these are teams that are ranked 1 and 2 in double A. Now look at us and look at them. How do you guys feel about it?
Comparable.
They
yeah.
feel very good about, you know, the coaches are putting them in good positions. We're taking advantage of what teams will give us, and they're just playing so confidently, and it's fun to watch them practice and play. Games on Fridays are so fun. They fly around. They just have fun, and they're just doing amazing things. So I'm so proud. I couldn't be more proud.
You mentioned Randall LaBrie. I got to give him a shout out. He's sitting over there. He's your offensive coordinator, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, I have a history of Randall LaBrie.
Him or his dad?
In ninth grade basketball.
Oh, yeah, he did. He told me about it.
He coached. I hate to say this. I felt bad for him. His team that year, they should have been sending out letters for mercy.
Yeah. No, he said they moved six up to JV.
Okay.
So fire him and bring
you in. Mike's fudging the numbers over here.
He's one of my favorite stories ever. Senior year, he tore his ACL in what, June? Then he was back playing in October, I think. Four months later, torn ACL, come back and playing well.
Do you remember the kid Forrest from Brentwood last year on the show? He tore his ACL. We said, and you're still playing? He said, well, yeah, I only have two games left.
Yeah. Anyway. Steve, what is the future for this Keystone Oaks program? They've had some, you know, up and down years here and there, and what's the future?
Well, our youth program went away several years ago. COVID kind of ended that completely, and just getting when I got back into the head coaching role, it was one of my first, and we got to get this youth program back. I only have two sophomores on our team, two.
Wow.
So the rest of the guys coming up, the grades coming up now are significantly bigger. This eighth grade class now, I think the middle school team has close to 35 kids on it.
Oh, nice.
So, I mean, just getting that back and having that.
What does that take to get back? Do you have to go into the community? Do you talk to the boosters? What do you have to do there?
So they're a good friend of mine. I graduated Keystone Oaks with. His name's Blaine Johnston. He has a young kid at Keystone Oaks, and he wanted to get him in football. They were playing at Mount Lebanon. He said, I want him to play for KO. I want him to be a little Eagle. So we built it from the ground up. I was coaching at Baldwin
Very
at the time.
Cool.
And I got them in our league, you know, kind of walked them through the process of getting that all going. But he did all the work. They did all that work getting that thing going. They use our practice field. They use all our gear. They use all our, you know, our pads.
That's
and
awesome.
Stuff. We do what we can to help them out. Our kids work a flag football program for them in the summer or in the spring.
Nice.
They run a flag football fundraiser for those guys. And it's been great just seeing the numbers build up and up. And I'm in the middle school teaching, so I see those guys.
Oh, you can recruit the hallways there, too. Nice.
All right, we got about a minute left. I'm going to play trivia time with you since you're a Keystone Oaks guy.
Okay.
There have been five Keystone Oaks players that have made the Fabulous 22 over the years. Can you name any of them or all of them?
Chris Jacobson.
Yes.
Carrigine.
Miles Carrigine.
Oh,
both went to Pitt.
Yep.
Ooh. Johnny Fuhr.
No.
Matt McKinn.
Yes, very good.
Jordan Maddox.
No.
Brad Frankis.
No.
Ooh, come on, Brad.
Greg Dapper,
Greg
quarterback,
Dapper.
Dan early Back. 2000s.
He was my quarterback when I played.
Okay. Oh, okay. And the last one, he set the all-time record for yards in a game about 5 years ago. Come on. Quarterback.
Oh, Alex Smith.
Yes, thank you.
Alex Smith. He went to Duquesne.
Well, he coached with us for a few years, so he warmed me a little
bit. He was really good. He was really good. One of the most unbelievable games I ever saw, them against Beaver. Darius Wise had over 400 yards, and Alex Smith had over 600 yards. Steve McCormick, thank you for joining us. We're going to have a couple of your players on. Hey, good luck tomorrow against Washington.
Thank you. We're excited.
Coach, good luck.
Thank you very much. Thanks
and
for having
we'll
me
be
on,
back
guys.
With more with some Flying Golden Eagles here on the Quest for the Best on KDKA.
We're live from Dave & Buster's, and we have the Keystone Oaks Golden Eagles, and we got a couple players with us here. Mike White and Carlos Ofco here hosting, and we have Carmen, the big wide receiver linebacker, the senior. Nate Roy here, the senior middle linebacker and guard. And Owen Gearhart, quarterback extraordinaire. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. Are you guys ready for this gauntlet of questions we got for you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, first question. Who's your favorite media member and why?
They're not answering.
Yeah, I don't like this answer so far. I don't like this answer so far.
Throw them a serious question.
Gentlemen, you have a big conference battle against Wash High coming up tomorrow night. How do you guys feel about the little prec season? Is this a statement game for you?
Yes, for sure, a statement game for us. You know, 2 years ago we did it on their homecoming there, 8-0. You know, we got to win.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
I think history repeats itself. I think we make a big statement tomorrow.
And you guys are going to Wash High again.
Yes, sir.
Correct? Is it their homecoming?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. They made the same mistake twice.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Carmen Pellerant, a senior wide receiver linebacker. I'm going to ask you. Coach McCormick said this in one of the breaks, that this is the hardest hitting team he's ever had.
Oh, like, yeah, it's just obvious.
Do you buy that?
Oh, yeah, we're definitely the hardest in team that I've ever seen. 11 heads to the ball every play. We just all want to be physical.
Where does that come from, and why is that?
I think a big part comes from Nate Roy. You know, even if he's by himself, he's going out there hitting.
Are you the toughest guy on the team there, Nate?
It's from Brookline Knights. From Brookline too. Brookline Knights right here, too.
I love it. What's your favorite pizza shop?
Pizza shop, I like Fiori's.
After every game. That was a layup there.
All right. You know, we're going to have some fun questions here, too. But before that, I asked coaches, what's been the biggest thing the last 3 weeks? Started 0-3, now you're 3-3. What's been the biggest thing for the turnaround?
I think just experience, to be honest. I just make the switch to the line, you know, how to do it. And I feel like we've just been getting better every single week. We're not the same team we were 3 weeks ago.
Now, Coach had told us that you guys kind of, you know, you guys had 26 players last year. You're now up to 46. He said, hey, I kind of had to tell the guys recruit the hallways. Who was leading that charge? Was it all the seniors? Was there a guy spearheading this? Did you have a group message? How did you guys get 20 more players?
Well, I kind of think it was me. You know, we're all friends. Like, we're all friends. But through the hallways, you know, we were picking up Joey Colton, you know, great basketball player. I was asking, you know, other kids, like Jeremy Wagner on the golf team. You know, he played his freshman year, and he was good. I was like, would you come back? And he was like, 100%. So I just, you know, it was really all of us, though.
Yeah, but you just had to kind of poke him a little bit. Like, hey, well, I mean, what are you doing here? Like, we're trying to win the conference championship.
Yeah. When Jeremy Wagner runs the football, does everyone yell, like, four?
You might have to add that.
All right, what do we got here? We got about 3 minutes left. So, Carmen, some fun questions with him, right?
Oh, we got some fun questions. Have any of you seen your coach Carl Bush ever play basketball?
No, I don't know if I want to see that.
The man can pull up from half court like Steph Curry, like you've never seen. I'm telling you, I play with him every single week. He's very good. He's very big but nimble.
Did he play somewhere?
Did you play anywhere, Carl? No, just growing up on the mean streets of Baldwin.
Are you guarding him?
Sometimes, yeah.
We have a gentleman's agreement. That says it all right there. Can anybody in that's not here right now, imitate Coach McCormick? Give me a good Coach McCormick imitation. Owen Gearhart, you're the quarterback. Go ahead.
I probably always say, you know, there was a game before the party or there was a game before the dance, you know.
He says that all the time?
Yeah.
Where's the place to go after a game on Friday night?
definitely say Fiore's. You know, we all go down there, get some pizza, you know, good grubs after the game.
It's a great spot. You can't.
Okay, Saturday night, the Keystone, you three. It's a Saturday night. Mm-hmm. What do you guys do for fun?
Saturday? I don't really know. We used to go out in the summer, but we don't really, like, we just stay inside.
All right, you're stranded on Desert Island with anybody in the world. You can have anybody in the world you're stranded on Desert Island with. Who would it be?
Luis Pisano.
Yeah, Luis Pisano.
Luis Pisano.
Is he a member of the team?
Yeah, yes, he is. He's right there.
Okay. No, like, famous person?
Nope, I want Luis Pisano.
I would have picked Jessica Alba.
Yeah. I think I would have picked anybody but Luis Pisano. But why Luis Pisano?
Luis looks like a great-looking dude.
He's just a great guy, man. He's, you know, he's a funny guy.
What year is he?
He's a junior.
He's a junior.
Okay, asked this last week. Best nickname on the team. There was a kid here last week. Who did we have on last week? His nickname, I can't remember. His nickname was Smoocher.
Oh, that's right. It was the Smoocher.
Because I
it
guess.
It was Wes Mifflin. Wes Mifflin.
Who's the best nickname on his team?
I don't even know.
You know why they called him the Smoocher? He was very little, but they said he hit really hard. He smooches people.
I would say, you know, the Cuban Missile. Or,
the Cuban Missile?
The Cuban Missile.
Who is that?
That is Alex Guerrero. I don't know if he's here today.
Oh, that's a crisis there.
The Cuban Missile.
I like that. So, is he launching himself into people?
Oh, yeah. He's one big guy.
All right. We got about 45 seconds left here. Okay. Fill in this sentence. People might be surprised to know that you, what? Carmen?
I suck at basketball.
What?
He's the only person I've ever seen admit he's not good at basketball.
I know. Owen Gerhart. People might be surprised to know that you what?
Throw bombs.
No, we're not surprised. That has to be something else. Something you do, something you like, something you used to do.
I'd probably say down a whole large pizza in one sitting.
12 cuts?
Fiore's pizza?
Really?
With cold cheese or without cold cheese?
Without.
Oh, wow. You guys need to check out the cold cheese there. Very good.
Beto's member.
Best athlete in the world, real fast. Carmen?
LeBron James.
Huh? Still? Okay, who?
I like Justin Jefferson, you know, good receiver.
Oh, gritty gang.
Yeah. Football player. I like it. Hey, you guys are great. Thank you, Carmen. Thank you, Nate. Thank you, Owen. Good luck tomorrow night in your game against Wash High, the Little Prexies.
Take down the Little Prexies. Good luck.
And we'll be back with more. Dan Zangrillo will join us. We'll give our picks or the games this week here on Quest for the Best on KDKA.
It is the round of sound in advance of Friday Night Lights coming your way tomorrow on KDKA Radio. Thanks for being with us. Great show tonight, I think. You know, those Golden Eagles are something else, aren't they?
This week's no different than any other.
This hit different.
It's different.
Yeah, it does. All right, we've got a lot of games to get to here coming up a little bit later in our final segment. It's funny because I was the first question, Carlo, that you asked Steve McCormick a few segments ago was about the roster sizes and the program kind of being not in the doldrums, but, you know.
Yeah, he flipped it in a couple months.
Numbers were down. he walked to halls.
Hey, need to address this. Yeah.
Recruited a kid from Austria.
Why not? Well, why not?
Did the PIAA have to sign off on that one, Mike?
do you think Austria filed a complaint?
Austria challenged the
transfer there. But
he can't play in the playoffs, but Khalil Taylor and others can.
I mean, I guess the point is, if KO could do it, Fox Chapel could do it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thought process, though.
Yes,
I mean, if there's kids in the halls, you know, you drum up a conversation.
Talk to them, yeah. Or, hey, get a you got a friend?
Yeah.
Do you talk to anybody? You know anybody that would be good at doing this thing called football? Why don't you, bring them over? Let's have a conversation.
Hey, I said this. I wanted to talk about this, and I wanted your opinion. It's a different subject.
You value my opinion?
I didn't say I value it. I said I wanted it.
Because you value it, of course.
Who, in your mind, is the biggest surprise team in the WPIL this year? You want to think about it?
Newcastle.
Newcastle's a great pick. I think the biggest surprise is Avonworth.
No. Really?
Why? How good they are. I think that the way that they've – I mean, they beat Aliquippa and Thomas Jefferson back-to-back weeks dominated both.
You know what? I almost love Duke John Core more than Eric Kasparovich and Paul Alexander, which is hard to do.
Paul.
It's hard to do. Mm-hmm. In the fan club, maybe I could be secretary or treasurer, not president or vice president. But Newcastle, how can you go against Newcastle when they take Aliquippa down to the wire, right?
Well, I mean, Newcastle started 4-1 last year as well. And
5-0, I think. They didn't win the game from there. But they're much different this year.
Yeah.
Mainly because of that quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Marino Graham.
Yep.
Little freshman.
Hopewell.
Yeah, I'm Hopewell's
sorry.
Up there.
Did I take that? I'm sorry.
No.
Hopewell would be.
Mine would be, you're going to be a little surprised, the Southmoreland Scotties.
Yeah, sure.
6-0 under a first-year head coach. And their quarterback left. Mm-hmm. He's now somewhere in
he's a polar
wild, bear. Wonderful West Virginia. Doing fairly well, though. Dustin Shove takes over. They are 6-0. I don't think anybody expected. I don't think they're a danger to win a WPL mm-hmm. championship. And they had some good years the past couple years under Tim Bukowski. But 6-0, first time since the first year of the school in 1964. 1964.
It feels like I was two.
Second. Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't jump on that.
Well, I was. So two as in second year on the beat.
No, 2 years old.
Well, we always make a reference on the fan about, you know, Ron Cook's first year on the beat when we talk about Grover Cleveland Alexander, the Pirates ERA leader from the turn of the 19th century. Newcastle is so important to me. I mean, I have no connection to it, not personally, but I'm talking about from the ecosystem of the WPIL at large. What it used to be really was, would you call it the flagship institution of the WPIL? Now we're going back
decades ago.
But it was, I mean.
They're still up there on the all-time wins list.
I mean, Lindy Lauro, he has a statue up there, doesn't he?
They have a guy that I still, he's my favorite all-time coach, Phil Breidenbaum. I know. You're going to laugh. 30s, 40s, 50s. He won 7 WPILs. That was the most for ages. And back when he won them, when they only took 2 teams of the championship, there were no playoffs. No playoffs.
Yeah.
So he had to be undefeated like a bunch of times.
That was in the 30s, 40s, and 50s?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Interesting.
Phil Breidenbaum.
Now, did other ADs petition to not play against him back then?
Yeah, I think Mickey O'Brien.
You think the Churchill Chargers were trying to create alternative leagues, or did they just, you know, put their chin strap on that leather
helmet?
Well,
that Lindy Lauro. Well, don't forget they were in a championship with Geno Stone. I want to say
not too long ago,
10 years ago, maybe.
He came out in 2017, so 2016 season.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and Malik Hooker, who's one of the best athletes from around here in the last
you're talking hoops,
15
right?
years.
No,
Malik
football.
Hooker.
Yeah.
Where are they? He's with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah, Geno Stone.
They still are both
they
in
lost
the
in the
NFL.
Championship.
Yeah. Think
they
about
lost
this.
The championship.
In that Geno Stone's class, they had a 5-star safety, Lamont Wade, a 4-star Paris Ford, and the lowly 3-star Geno Stone still hanging around in the NFL.
Well, truth is, you know, Ralph Blundo, Newcastle basketball coach, you want to produce, you want to be in the NFL, just play basketball for mm-hmm. Ralph Blundo.
That makes sense.
I'm just kidding.
I believe
that rubs Joe Cowart the wrong way when I say that.
So sometimes,
former Newcastle coach.
And by the way, when we're talking about revitalizing football programs, sometimes you do need to cut deals with the basketball coach, or you do need mm-hmm. to establish a relationship there.
That's what has happened.
And
Kai Cox, star freshman basketball player last year at Newcastle, averaged around 18 a game. He came out for football this year, and he has an offer from Akron already. Mm-hmm. He's their leading receiver.
He's a receiver, yep.
And they have the Graham kid.
Also a hooper.
Yes, he's probably going to be their starting point guard. And they have another kid, Harrison, who's a top big man. And Ralph hardly has any basketball players have any open gyms. But it's a good thing because they're doing things on the football field.
Do you think that rubs him the wrong way, though?
Who, Ralph?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No?
Maybe deep down inside. But he knows up there, he is Newcastle.
Yeah.
He is one of the best things that's ever happened to Newcastle.
Right.
And he knows they have to share athletes to be successful.
And that goes back to culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we talk about the rules of engagement when you walk into something, you know, you have that set up where that's encouraged. Or, you know, going back to our original topic today, and of course we've been talking a lot about Fox Chapel Baldwin for those just tuning us in, and, you know, begging, writing, formally asking for leniency, trying to start alternative leagues and divisions, etc. There are pathways, and it is not easy. It is something that at times can look insurmountable, and it might not be instantaneous. It might be 3, 4, 5, 7 years to get something right, but it can be done if you put enough sweat equity into it. And I think that, you know, Newcastle is a good example how things can rise and fall and then rise again, right? I mean, Kingstone Oaks, where it's fallen and it's starting to rise again. How you double your roster size by just putting in the work,
recruiting the hallways, revitalizing, right? A youth program. Very, I mean, that was some great stuff, and really right on par with what we were saying.
So, I mean, and I don't mean to be insensitive or close-minded when I say spare me. I understand that most things are far more nuanced that I'm giving it credit for. I acknowledge that, but we can't have and be paralyzed by adversity or inconveniences, or dare I even say hardships, right?
We're 5 years removed from former Baldwin head coach LaRan Coley having a playoff win over McKeesport. They lost by 1 point to McKeesport.
And then why is he not there?
And, you know, he moves on to the college ranks.
Yeah, but why did he think grass was greener on the other side? If he were happy, right, when we talk about, like, say, employee retention, did he want to go to the college ranks? I remember talking to him when he first started this years ago in the infancy. He would bleed purple. I'm guessing, and check me on this.
He got a job, though, Dan, at college, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did, but he was a police officer.
He was a state trooper.
He was a state trooper. Was he pushed out? Did the paperwork, so to speak, did the politics of it all, in a historically very political and dysfunctional ecosystem and culture, again, there's the word environment, did he then seek that opportunity? Or that opportunity, when it came around, instead of saying, no, man, I'm good, I'm happy where I'm at, much like many other coaches who've had similar opportunities, they say, I'm good right here, I want to be where my feet are. That's what you need to create, where all of that stuff is a non-factor.
Correct.
And it's possible. It is possible. So, I mean, I hate to be...
You can't convince me the talent pool at Peters Township is significantly better than Baldwin.
Yeah.
Can't convince me.
I mean, the same with Fox
Chapel. I grew up over there. It's all ebbs and flows, running pretty much the same.
And I think this is just more of a... And I don't want to, like, venture in, even though we do this a lot on this station, venture into a political or societal argument, but... It always used to be, let's start here, it always used to be figure out a way. Now, we so easily go to figure a way out.
Yeah.
Right? And that's just, it's right,
we,
start
we
there.
We sound like the get off my
we do.
Grass guy.
But that's a tried and true principle.
I definitely think that
well, we're teetering
the
right
kids
now,
are softer.
Mike, we're teetering right now on more teams asking for mercy.
But we, right. And then because it's easier. It's the path of least resistance. It's convenient. It's efficient. It can gratify us instantly as opposed to, you know what, being a bridge builder. You guys here, freshmen, you may not win a game. You're going to play 10 of them every year. You may be 0-40. But you're going to be part of something that's bigger than yourself. That you may not see it until you're a sophomore or a junior in college, when this team goes 5-5. You will be a bridge builder. You'll be a part of something that is bigger than yourself and serving your self-interest. And I'm okay with keeping that in play in our society and ingraining that into the DNA of young people. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
Well, I think if you ask any of the kids, from what I've read and see, any of the kids that are on those teams, they don't want running clock the first half.
No, they're furious.
And that's another element that we didn't even talk about, how you're belittling and you're insulting the kids and handicapping them in a way that is so emasculating and demoralizing, and all because of what? Because, you know, and that's the hard, the disgusting part I think, about at all. Again, just start here, and it's the only argument that we should have because I think it's the only one we need. Figure out a way as opposed to trying to figure a way
or
out.
Or just go independent. There's nothing wrong with saying,
and that's fine.
There's nothing wrong with them finally saying, you know what? We tried everything. We can't get it done.
And that's a logical detour.
So we're going to go independent. Just say it.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's a
Nobody would think less of you.
No. That's a detour. That's part of the process. That's part of the plan. That's part of fixing something. Yeah, I agree. All right, coming up next, we will go ahead, take a look at the top 10 games, and give you all of our big old picks. Great week turned in by everybody. Mike went 9-1. Carlo and I going 8-2 in our picks, and it is a tight race.
Man, I had a nice comfortable lead 2 weeks ago.
Last place where I sit as usual. In first place, only three.
But it's close.
Games.
It's
right.
Close.
Yes, it is indeed.
That 5-5 week for me nuked me.
Carlo, I'm going to send you a certified letter. I'm going to send you a certified letter begging for mercy this week. If you could give me three picks, I would most appreciate it. We're back in a moment on Quest for the Best. All right, down the home stretch we come. We run down the top 10 games in Western Pennsylvania. Last week, Carlo and I went 8-2. Mike won 9 of his 10 picks. Carlo's in first place with a 43-16 record.
Whoop,
then Mike at 41-18.
Way down there.
40-19, not too bad. See, you know, I have the courage.
Is it cold down there, fellas?
No. Oh, here you go with again with the courage.
Yep. Got to go on.
With a courage pick again this week?
All right.
Call it a stupid pick.
Enough out of you, Scarecrow. Enough out of you. You got to have some courage, some chutzpah, right? Playing it safe all the time.
What was that courage pick you made 2 weeks ago?
I don't know.
It was just totally stupid.
Come on.
You said it was
now.
Courage.
It was an upset. I felt an upset brewing. Okay?
I had a big courage pick a couple weeks ago. Norwin over NA, and we were
That was okay.
And you know what? And if you hit on it, you should have got double.
Yeah.
All right. Our KDKA Radio Game of the Week tomorrow in Coriopolis. Cornell will take on Fort Cherry, and I think Matt Sigg will do his thing against the Raiders.
I don't know how that arm is of his. He's a little bit bruised arm, but I'm still even if he does throw a pass, Fort Cherry.
Fort Cherry by 50.
All right, Moon is at Peters. Is this a clean Indian sweep?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Peters, definitely.
And Hemfield at Norwin, that's an interesting one. Carlo, you still feeling the Knights?
I am still feeling the Knights.
Yeah, so
long as Tristan Tavares plays.
I don't know his status. He got injured last week in the game against North Hills. I don't know his status, but I'm taking Hemfield.
All right, South Fayette at USC, who really put on a show at Peters, falling just a little short. I think St. Clair wins this one easily over the Lions.
It's a big bounce back. I'm going to go USC.
They'll do a good job against Drew Welhorsky, USC.
This has traditionally been a good one between West Allegheny and Aliquippa. West A typically gives the Quips their best shot, but I think Aliquippa is starting to find themselves, so I'm going Quip Nation.
Is Marcus Council playing?
Marcus Council didn't play last week. I don't know. So
I'm going Quips.
I'm going Quips also.
Quips are the Quips.
Okay, so Montour Newcastle. I think this is one of the better games on the slate that was harder for me to pick, and I'm going to stick on that Newcastle bandwagon. I'm not going to jump off. Sorry, Lucero.
Relief syndrome. The Newcastle Canes way too high. Montour is going to knock them down a couple pegs.
Newcastle's only giving up 43 points. Montour wins.
Wow, okay.
Because Randall LaBrie's here, so I got to pick Montour.
There you have it. Central Valley and North Catholic. How can I go against Mark Lyons? I can't.
Yeah, I can't either. I'm going.
North Catholic bounces back from the loss to Omani.
What? Oh, my gosh. Mike, what is it?
Mike.
It's courage.
Oh, my, yeah, really. Or a prescription that you've been hitting. Steel Valley at Apollo Ridge.
Ironman.
Steel Valley.
All right, here's one. University Prep Alderdice. I think it's all dice.
Give me the dice. We had Coach Havlicek.
It's going to be close, Alderdice.
Yeah. You think so? All right, and Keystone Oaks visits the little Prexies of Washington. Let's see how much courage you have now, Mike.
I don't have enough courage. KO.
Oh, that's
I don't
right.
have to be. I'm going Eagles.
Yeah. See, actually, I'm the one that really picked them. Hail to thee.
Proof is on the paper.
Our alma mater. And we'll be back with you next week. Same time, same place. No, actually in the North Hills, Dave and Buster's location. Signing off from the waterfront for Carlo Zofko and Mike White. Dan Zangrilli. Enjoy week 6. The news is next.